Hello, today the Church celebrates the fifth Sunday of Easter, and our scripture passage comes to us from the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verses 18 to 24. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth, and reassure our hearts before Him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And His commandment is this: we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. Those who keep His commandments remain in Him, and He in them. And the way we know that He remains in us is from the Spirit He gave us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There's a story about a woman who attended a parish retreat, and one of the evenings the topic was forgiveness. At the start of the evening, each attendee was given a beautiful rock. Toward the end of the event, everyone had the opportunity to walk up to the front of the church and place their rock in a basket. This gesture symbolized their willingness to forgive anyone or anything that had negatively impacted their lives. Well, this woman couldn't do that this evening. Instead, she kept that rock in her desk drawer at work every day for the next year and a half. She was having a hard time forgiving herself for a past sin. She had already confessed and talked to her priest about it, but she kept criticizing herself. She couldn't comprehend how she could have committed such a sin and kept questioning if God would truly forgive her. Despite all this, she continued to pray and strive to trust in God throughout these months. One Friday afternoon, she was praying at her desk when she heard a voice in her head that told her to go to confession again the next day. So she followed the advice and poured everything out in the confession. The priest comforted her with some kind words. After the confession, she felt like a completely new person. The moment of grace had arrived. She got in her car, drove to the nearby beautiful riverfront, took the rock out of her purse, and threw it into the river as far as she could. Finally, after 18 months of spiritual battle, she had received the grace to let go of her guilt and fully accept God's mercy and forgiveness. All of us are a little bit like St. Paul, full of rough edges that God is gradually polishing down. If we become impatient, we will only get in His way and may even give up on Him altogether. But being patient doesn't mean we sit around and do nothing. Jesus makes it clear in today's gospel that we have to do our part for our lives to bear the fruit He wants them to bear. One essential way to do this is through loving obedience to God's will. In our reading today, St. John refers to this, saying, "Children, let us not love one another in word or in speech, but in deed and in truth." It's one thing to speak eloquently about being a good Catholic, but it's another thing to put those words into action. To truly live as Christ followers, we must embody virtues such as honesty, purity, faithfulness, courage, self-sacrifice, and obedience to church teachings. Mere talk without action is like playing a role on a stage. It gives the appearance of being a follower of Jesus, but in reality, it falls short of truly following Him. This loving obedience to God, our wise and all-powerful Father, in big and small things, is the surest sign of humility, and humility is the shortcut to holiness, wisdom, and lasting happiness.